This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. In my last podcast, I provided a tiny glimpse into the mind and thinking of the everyday 17th century New England Puritan. Today we're going to look into the mind and thinking of the Puritan pastors, the ones who occupied the Puritan pulpits. Unlike most current-day evangelical pastors, the Puritan pastors of that day did not hesitate or hold back to discuss matters of government and politics from their pulpits. In fact, they laid in much of the groundwork for our break with Great Britain that would lead to the American Revolution and the forming of our new Constitutional Republic. Yes, the pulpits of New England fed this shift from subjection to a distant king to the idea of self-government under God at every level. Now, time does not permit me here to go into great depth on their specific ideas and teachings. My purpose today is simply to introduce you to the concept of the pulpit as a source for understanding the principles of government. Or perhaps even more fundamentally for some listeners is to introduce the very thought that God's Word actually has things to teach us about civil government. Alice Mary Baldwin, Ph.D., served as the Dean of the Woman's College of Duke University from 1923 until her retirement in 1947. In 1926, she published a work titled The New England Pulpit and the American Revolution, When American Pastors Preached Politics, Resisted Tyranny, and Founded a Nation on the Bible. That's quite a title, and it flies in the face of current thinking among most current-day evangelical leaders. Well, I possess a copy of the book, and the work is heavily footnoted and documented. Here's a brief passage from Baldwin's work. Long before 1763, the New England clergy had developed and taught an elaborate theory of government. As they founded their theology and church polity upon the law of God as revealed in the natural law and the written word, so from the law of God they developed their political theories. They read histories, ancient and modern, pored over commentaries, and studied the works of philosophers when they could get them. But even the most learned turned to the infallible scripture to learn what God intended government should be. Men might and did differ as to the interpretation of the Bible, but its authority they never questioned. Civil government, so the clergy taught, was of divine origin. Sometimes they founded their arguments on reason or the light and law of nature, sometimes on the Bible, sometimes on both, but it amounted to the same thing in the end. It was ordained of God, and its purpose, like the government of Christ and of God himself, was the good of the people. In future podcasts, I'll provide the names of some of the many New England pulpiteers, and we will also examine their messages. Today is simply an introduction. I'll close by saying two things. One, the minds of the colonial American Puritan pastors did not see any kind of line or break or wall of separation between what God's Word had to say regarding our personal relationship with Him and our relationship with civil government. They looked at them as a seamless fabric. Two, America's Puritan pastors laid in the groundwork for the American Revolution. Up next, I'll begin a 5-episode arc in which I'll tell the story of how God prepared me for His work in this arena. I'm confident you will find my stories inspirational. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.